Hey, what's up? It's Jonathan Boyd from Breakthrough Guitar, and I want to welcome you to the 10X Progress audio series. So look, you know, first of all, the fact that you're here proves that you're really serious about getting better on guitar, and honestly, I really respect you for that. You know, most people aren't going to take the time to show up, to actually click the play button, and, you know, sit down or take a walk or whatever that you're doing right now, and actually really listen to try to improve the guitar playing. So, you know, pat on the back for that. Congratulations for being here. My job is to help you to get wherever you're going on guitar as fast as possible, okay? And that's exactly what we're going to do. So, first of all, just some kind of, not necessarily ground rules, but let's say housekeeping. So this is going to be a little more informal. This is just going to be like you and me, you know, sitting on the couch, just having a chat, or sitting at the bar, having a beer or something like that. I'm going to tell you, if you are one of my students, which you are, I'm going to tell you, you know, the best advice that I can give you, all the so-called, you know, secrets and tricks and tips and strategies or whatever that I would if we were sitting across from each other in person, okay? So I'm not holding anything back here. This is everything that, you know, I could possibly share with you, judging by the context. Considering the context of what it is that we're talking about. And there's going to be a lot to talk about. There's going to be a lot to learn. You should get really, really excited about this because there's a lot of good stuff in here. And let's just go ahead and dive in. So first, what I want to talk about is kind of an overview of learning guitar in general. So, you know, there's a lot of stuff out there. There's a lot of stuff to learn. Or at least, really, it seems like it. It seems like there's a lot of stuff to learn. You know, there's a million books on Amazon. There's a million books at the bookstore. There are, you know, a billion YouTube videos, or probably even more by now. Everywhere you turn, you know, if anybody who plays guitar probably wants to, or at least they feel good about giving you some kind of advice, there are tons of places where you can learn online. So there appears to be a ton of information out there, and there appears to be a ton of different sources to learn all of that information. But, you know, here's the thing. When it comes to playing guitar and learning guitar, there's honestly really not that much to learn. I know that sounds crazy right now, but in truth, it's all very, very simple. It's just that things like books... let's take books for example. Books have to have, in order for somebody to sell a book, they've got to fill it up with something, right? And when, let's say, a lot of guitar players out there are wanting to learn music theory, or thinking they want to learn music theory at least, well, whoever's selling the books has to fill up the pages, you know, fill up enough pages with music theory knowledge or something like that to be able to actually sell it. The same thing is true with, let's say, college courses. And if you went to school for music, I'm not saying anything about whether that's good or bad. I'm not judging, not saying anything about that. But what I am saying is that a school is a business. And the schools, in order for, let's say, you to go take guitar classes or get a guitar degree or something like that, they've got to develop a curriculum. And they have to have a certain amount of material or a certain... you know, number of semesters, etc., for you to be able to actually go through the college, pay for all of the courses, and then be able to graduate with something. But the thing is, and we'll get into this a little more later, you know, I don't mean to digress here, but the thing is, you don't have to learn all that stuff. You don't have to go through all those steps to be able to actually pick up your guitar and play the thing, right? So what we're going to talk about are... what are the few key components? What are the few key things that, number one, must be in place for you to make progress? And number two, are the things that really move the needle? So whenever you pick up your guitar to practice, what are the things that will require the least amount of effort on your part and will give you the biggest results, the biggest gains, the biggest, you know, explosive growth in your skills on your actual guitar? And over the last 21 years, what I'm about to tell you is all of the tips and strategies and kind of wisdom, so to speak, that I've learned over the years from obviously myself, from other teachers, from other professional guitar players, from playing on stage, from playing shows, etc. I'm gonna give you all that stuff from over those years, all those years of experience, of what I found to make the fastest progress possible. So, the first step is to start thinking differently when it comes to learning guitar, okay? And instead of trying to learn everything, like I said, we're going to start to look for the few key pieces that are really going to move the needle of your progress the most, okay? But more importantly than that, we need to know what are the things that are going to move the needle, but we also need to know, most importantly, you need to know what you need to do right now with your guitar. So what do you need to do when you pick up your guitar today or tomorrow or next week? What do you actually need to do in order to make the fastest progress possible? So those concepts are what we're going to talk about. And you're going to come away knowing, you know, the strategies and tips and tactics of what to do to be able to make the most progress. So, you know, as I like to say, do these 10 things and it will be impossible for your progress not to explode. I know that sounds crazy, but everything you do on guitar follows the law of cause and effect. It's just like if I have a baseball in my hand and I throw it up in the air. I know for a fact if I throw it up in the air, the ball is going to come back down to the ground. Okay? I know for a fact from 21 years of experience, and again, this is not about me. I'm not trying to brag. I can't stand people who brag. I'm just trying to tell you that over the years, these are the things that I've found that are proven to make the fastest progress possible that I've ever seen. Okay? So let's go ahead and dive in.